Hello and welcome to episode 12 of The Psychology of Learning in German. My name is Gerhard Orband. I'm a lecturer in work and organization psychology, as well as a German and Dutch language teacher. Today we'll talk about chapter 12 of my latest book, The Go Method for Learning in German. And its title is How to Use the Go Method to Get More Out of Your Current German Lessons. Please have a look inside of my book on Amazon. You will find the link on the show notes page. I guarantee you that reading that book and applying some of its principles will save you hundreds of euros or dollars in language education, which is often misguided and wasteful. How many students do I have that come to me having participated in the same language course or at the same level many times before? So save yourself some serious money and time and check out my book. So this is one of the questions I get often. I don't have a possibility to fit into your schedule, or I'm already registered at other language classes, or I'm in a different country and I don't like online lessons and so on. So I'm stuck with a certain school because I need their certificate, or I enrolled at German class in my high school or at the university. So what should I do to get out most value possible out of the current lessons? So of course what I'm telling you now depends a bit on the things I write in my book, and they are not entirely covered by the previous podcasts, because maybe I talk about 10% of each chapter, and here I'll give you ideas that are mentioned only in the book. So what could you do? You could use the techniques described in the book to learn and rehearse vocabulary from your textbook. You will be tested according to it. Then practice the tests, or practice the texts given by your teacher using the technique of karaoke speaking mentioned in the book and reading to a metronome. Rehearse typical communication situations used in classroom settings by practicing in front of a mirror and recording your voice with your smartphone. This is one of the most impactful tips I can give you to not only record yourself once in a while in the classroom, because there are some classrooms at university that have a language lab, and there you can record and listen and so on. This happened during my language studies at the University of Hamburg. I studied Portuguese and Spanish. I remember going there to that lab maybe two or three times, maybe I forgot, but you should do this every day. So you just record yourself every day at least 30 seconds and then re-listen and analyze your mistake. So include in your personalized training plan the expected outputs for your class. So this is a different podcast episode you can re-listen. And always come to class with a list of questions you couldn't solve alone, and ask your teacher to recommend additional reading and audio material, and use as much as possible the classroom setting for communication. So you don't want to become the obnoxious student that monopolizes the whole communication, but try to participate in small interactions. Volunteer always to give an answer, or ask short questions and give short replies. Remember short, because there's a certain type of students, and I hope you are not in that, think that they need to talk over everybody, including the teacher. And let me read you a paragraph from the book. Remember that many teachers are employees in their school and universities, so by default they may follow the party line of teaching. So, however, most teachers appreciate it if you communicate your expectations for the course clearly and share what you really enjoy doing during lessons. So not every teacher is happy with the conventional classroom setting, so many may really go along with constructive suggestions. If you encounter problems in the classroom or your teacher doesn't understand, try to extract nonetheless as much value as possible from your lessons. In any case, the main predictor for your success is what you do at home. Do not let poor teaching, poor curriculum become an excuse for sloppy performance. I hope this was useful. Please check out the book on Amazon. You can read it for free if you are enrolled in Kindle Unlimited. Have a nice weekend and see you next time. Bye bye.